We continue in Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim. We are in the middle of Perek Achad Asar. Titragel b'machshevotecha kedoshot u'be'ashkafa ila'a kanizkar le'el. The Rebbe is urging us to accustom ourselves, to being people who think holy thoughts and have a higher world view of what it means to be a Yisrael, of our nation as a whole. Hashvena et matzavenu haram asher lefanim neged matzavenu ashafel ata. Compare the state of Am Yisrael in the olden days to the state of Am Yisrael now. Ki kefi hanir'e bedivrei hanevi'im uktuvim, לא הייתה הנבואה אז כדבר היוצא מן ההרגל, לא חידוש ולא פלא. If we read the words of the Nevi'im and the Ketuvim, we see that in those days, nevuah, prophecy, was not something necessarily out of the ordinary for Am Yisrael. It wasn't something that is a pele, a wondrous thing, or a chidush. כשרצה השם להודיע למנוח ואשתו את לידת שמשון בנם, when Hashem wanted to tell a simple couple at the time, Manoach and his wife, when he wanted to tell them about the birth of Shimshon, their son, lo hodi'am b'chalom ve'lo al yedei bat kol. He didn't notify them through a dream or a bat kol. Ki lama kol ele im yachol lishloach aleihem malach. If he's able to send them a malach, why should he tell them through a dream? Ve'im lo dai lahem pa'am achat shelacha u'pa'am shniya. And if one time sending the malach to them was not enough, he sent them a second time. Af she Manoach ve'ishto lo hayu gedolei Yisrael. Bear in mind, Manoach and his wife were not gedolei Yisrael, who were known at the time. Kemo she'amru chachamenu zichronam livracha, as Chazal tell us, Manoach ha'maaretz haya. Aval halo Yisraelim hayu, but they were Jews. They were Yisraelim. Anashim me'anshe kodesh hayu. They were holy people. וכבר יכלו לראות ולדבר עם מלאך כדבר איש אל חברו. So it was on their level to be able to speak with a מלאך. זה שואל וזה משיב, to have a conversation with an angel. That was the דרגה of a simple Jew in those days. שאול המלך שלא היה נביא ועוד טרם שמלאך. שאול המלך was not a נביא. And before he became king, ben lehakat nevi'im gam ken niba. He found himself among a group of prophets and he began to prophesy. Velohu bilvad. And he wasn't the only one. Ela gam shlichav sheshalach lirdof et David ha-melech, keshebau lishmuel ha-navi v'talmidav b'nei ha-nevi'im. When Shaul ha-melech sent his messengers to pursue David ha-melech, when they came to Shmuel HaNavi and they met up with him and his Talmidim, the Bnei HaNevi'im, gam alehem hayta ruach vegam hem nibe'u, they also began to prophesy. Asher kanir'e lo kedei le'atzil et David bilvad, yishra Hashem et ruach ha'nevuah alehem. It doesn't seem like the reason why Hashem gave them nevuah at that point was for the purpose of saving David. Ki kedei le'atzilo lo haya me'apech rotfei dam naki l'nevi'im. If it was just for the purpose of saving David, Hashem would have not changed people who were actually pursuing a tzaddik to kill him, to change them into nevi'im in a minute. Rak haya oseh lo nes acher kmo bishar atzalotav. Hashem would have made a different miracle to save him. Aval lama ata lenisim uleshanot hateva, hakadosh baruch hu eno oseh nisim bichdi. But why should Hashem perform miracles and change the nature? Hashem doesn't perform miracles unnecessarily. Im yesh ata davar kol kach pashut la'asotam l'nevi'im. Instead, at that period of time, the more simple and natural thing to do was to make Shaul's messengers into prophets. Halo Yisraelim hem. כשמתרחקים ממקורם מתגשמים, אבל כשבאים בין הנביאים, גם בהם מתפרצת נבואתם. They're Yisraelim, they're Jews, who distance themselves from their source. So they became mixed with Gashmiut. But as soon as they found themselves among Shmuel HaNavi and his Talmidim, the Nevi'im, the power of Nevu'ah came upon them as well. Ve'af Shaul sheredafo kesheba alehem niba kol alayla. And even Shaul, who was chasing after David, when he reached the Nevi'im, he spent the entire night in Nevu'ah. Just to show us what it means, the Jews of old. So close to Nevu'ah were they. וחכמנו זיכרונם לברכה עוד אמרו שנביאים כפליים כיוצאי מצרים. היינו 120 ריבו נביאים היו בישראל. חזל tell us in the Gemara, מסכת מגילה, that the number of נביאים in כלל ישראל was double the number of people who came out of מצרים, which means 1.2 million נביאים among the Jewish people. ולא נתפרשו בפסוקים, but their prophecies were not written down for posterity, מפני שנבואה שהוצרכה לדורות נכתבה, because only the נבואות that were needed for future generations that had important ramifications were recorded. נבואה שלא הוצרכה לדורות לא נכתבה, but if it was not needed for generations, it was not recorded. הגמרא מגילה דף י' ד' עמוד א'. ובמדרש שיר השירים איתה, שמספר זה של נביאים היה בדורו של אליהו הנביא בלבד, חוץ מן הנביאים שהיו בשאר הדורות. In fact, the Midrash in Shir Hashirim clarifies that this number of 1.2 million נביאים was only in the generation of Eliyahu Hanavi himself, besides the נביאים of all the other generations. גדלות הנביא על שאר ישראל הייתה, the greatness of an official נביא, as opposed to the rest of עם ישראל, was שהיה תמיד נביא, that he was always in a state of prophecy, of being a prophet. ומדרגת נביאותו הייתה יתרה הרבה עליהם, therefore his level of נבואה was higher than anyone else's. למשל, for example, עתה ישנם צדיקים שהם תמיד צדיקים עובדי השם במידה מרובה, כל אחד לפי מדרגתו. It's similar to how we have צדיקים in our generation who are constantly serving Hashem with tremendous devotion. אבל גם כל איש ישראל לא ימלט שלא תהיה בו איזה צדקה ואיזה עבודה, but no Jew can escape the fact that he also has a degree of צדקות, of righteousness and עבודת השם within him. ואם לא תמיד, על כל פנים לפעמים, if not constantly, at least occasionally so. ואם לא גדולה כצדקת הצדיק, על כל פנים עבודה וצדקה, if not as great, if not on the level of the great צדיק. But still, every Jew has a certain degree of righteousness with which he is serving Hashem. So כן גם בענייני הנבואה לפנים. So the same goes for נבואה in the olden days. 48 הנביאים שנתפרסמו עלו להיות נביאים גדולים כל אחד לפי מדרגתו, נביאים תמידיים. Those 48 נביאים whom we know about, each one on his level, they were constant נביאים. They rose to high levels of נבואה, כמו שאמר הכתוב, נביא לגויים נתתיך, as Hashem told Yirmiah, I appointed you as a נביא for the nations. אבל לנבואה פעמית לעת הצורך, but an occasional prophecy, כגון במנוח ואשתו, או כשבא בין הנביאים, such as the case we spoke about by מנוח and his wife, or שאול and his messengers, גם כל איש ישראל היה יכול לזכות. Any Jew was able to reach such a level, כי הלא בני ישראל מלפנים היו קרובים אל השם. Because עם ישראל at that time were so close to השם, וערובות השמיים פתוחים היו, and the heavens of נבואה were open to them, ובכל צורך דיבר האב עם בניו. And the father in heaven spoke to his children whenever there was a need. במצב רם וקדוש כזה היינו אז. At that time, our people were in such an exalted level. ואיך מצבנו עתה? Where do we find ourselves now? ירוד ירדנו, נתמתמנו ונתרחקנו. We have fallen tremendously. We've become so distanced. Mitechila paska ha-nevu'ah. First, nevu'ah ceased. Ve'acharei ha-gam ruach ha-kodesh. And afterwards, the era of ruach ha-kodesh also ended. Ve'ata ma gedola ha-azuva u'marav ha-ester. Ad she'afilu le'orer eze nitzot shel itorerut, eze shviv shel itla'avut. Shehi he'ara de'he'ara nitzotz de'nitzotz shel nevu'ah. כמה תרחות וכמה יגיעות צריך יש ישראל לתרוח ולהתייגע עליו. Now, the feeling of abandonment is so terrible and the degree of hester panim from Hashem is so great that in order to achieve even a spark of a spiritual awakening, which is a flash, a spark, a hint of nevuah, a Jew has to work so hard and to invest so much effort.